territory.
It was a great, it was a great comeback win for us. You know, I think those are the type of games you got to grind through early. We were running up against pretty good starting pitching, and Merrill Kelly did a good job of keeping us in the ball game for the five innings that he was in there. I removed him to, you know, give us an opportunity to score some runs and build an inning. But then the bullpen took over from there and gave us a chance to play some catch up. And, you know, you pile up eight runs and you know, the final two innings of the game, you're gonna probably come out on the high side of things. So the way we did that was with some patient approaches, and, you know, creating a lot of traffic on the bases. I've been talking about that for a couple weeks now. We were limited with some hits, but we were patient enough to put some runners on base. Clearly for me, the defining moment of the game was the 3-run home run by Josh Van Meter. Really happy for him. You know, he was born and raised in this organization, and for him to come back and have that type of night and that type of moment was pretty special for him and for this team as well. So that got us moving in the right direction. And then we capitalized in the extra innings with just some solid hitting, good approaches. And we ended up putting up five runs. And, you know, you're never comfortable in this ballpark because of the ability for the ball to leave the ballpark, but we managed to win the baseball game, and I couldn't be more thrilled.
Okay, we'll open up for questions. We'll start with Zach Buchanan. Go ahead, Zach.
Tori, just how are you feeling about things through those first eight innings, especially the first five where I think you guys struck out nine times against Maui?
Yeah, I didn't hear the very beginning of the question. I just got the tail end of that.
How were you feeling kind of after eight innings when, you know, your offense really hadn't been able to get much accomplished?
Yeah, I think, you know, battling through some frustration, just like the gang was. You know, we were trying to grind through some of those lean moments, and, you know, their starting pitcher had it going pretty good. But we still were managing to create some run scoring opportunities. We just couldn't get that hit to allow us to get back into the game. But yeah, it was another brutally cold day. I wasn't feeling good all the way through that period of time, but the guys just kept grinding, and we ended up winning the game. That's the bottom line.
Jordan Hamm, go ahead.
Hey, Tori, when you look back on the past 24 hours, is this the weirdest 24-hour span you've had as a manager, and all you've had to endure with the weather and the starting and stopping, and then this comeback here in game two?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the outcome of three baseball games will be determined in a matter of 36 hours or something close to that. So that's very awkward for us. And we've been on the baseball field for a long time today. We were on the baseball field for, you know, a long time last night, and in some really, really tough weather conditions. You know, we talk about mental toughness. We try to define that here. I think we showed a lot of mental toughness. These guys didn't let some of the outside distractions bother them, and went out and won two ball games today, and put us in a pretty good spot for a successful three-game series. And, you know, we want to do it right tomorrow. We want to come out and play our best baseball and play focused baseball tomorrow and give a great effort.
Jack Sommers, go ahead.
Carson Kelly, he took a pretty nasty shot on the wrist there. How did that look to you? And had you not been a little shorthanded, would you have maybe pulled him in that situation? But I saw that he went back out and he looked okay. So just was following up there.
Yeah, no, he was fine. He was fine. And he, you know, once I got out there, I could hear his voice, and I knew that he was okay. He didn't signal a concern for me. So just wanted to make sure he's okay, he could grip a baseball and all the common things by going back out there. At that point, we were fully flexed. We were basically done. You know, we had Bum on call potentially in case something were to come up later in the game. But we were fully flexed. We sold out and it worked out just fine, but he was fine. You know, we have a backup, we have a third emergency catcher in mind at that point, but we didn't need him.
Carson's defense this year so far has been, it's night and day from last year. I mean, it's been really terrific. What, you know, a lot of been discussion about his hitting, but what are you seeing in his offensive defensive approach, and why has it been so much better than last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, giving me the ability to talk about that side of the baseball is extremely important, important to this organization, that you're able to perform at the level that Carson is defensively. You know, he has incredible mobility. He is reactive to the baseball. He's got great hands. And, you know, he's continuing to be tutored and taught by Robbie Hammack, who he trusts. And it's a great relationship that is continuing to form. And you can see that Carson is doing a really nice job of running a baseball game and building faith and trust in his pitching staff. And it's really coming together for him. But I just think he has some natural, unbelievable natural gifts when it comes to standing behind the plate or squatting behind the plate and reacting a certain way. He's pretty special back there.
Back to you, Zach.
I was just wondering if you could take us through from your perspective just kind of the ups and downs of that final play that ended at the bottom of the ninth with Cole and the end of the play at home plate.
Yeah, I felt like he was going to catch the ball off the bat. It went from yes, yes, no, no, oh my God, yes. He's out. Confirm it, Pipe. So that happened in about a 7-second span. So you can imagine how we were all feeling inside of the dugout. And just a great recovery play by Cole. You know, he sold out to making the play. He's you know, he's a well above average defender in right field. And then he's got to gather himself, go out and throw a strike to home plate where Carson puts the tag on. So I went through about 3 or 4 cycles of emotions, but just glad it worked out.
Had you noticed at the time that Peyton seemed to have forgotten how many outs there were and he had hesitated before second base?
I haven't seen any of the replay or any of the data about the speed of the base runners or what happened, but I'll get a chance to review that. I didn't know the ball got by Cole. It moved away from him that far. And as he was continuing to chase it down, I thought, you know, this is unfortunate. The game is going to end this way, potentially end this way. But, you know, true to form, Cole goes out there and throws a strike. This is a game of inches. We talk about winning the inch here all the time. That was one of those moments.
Another question?
Yeah. Tori, you guys, I think you're 6-4 over your last 10. You guys are kind of clawing your way back toward 500. And I think during that 10-game stretch, it might have been 11 games, actually, Cattell hasn't been on the field one inning of those games. Just what does it say to you that you guys are able to put kind of a stretch like this together without your best player?
Yeah. It's one of the amazing qualities that this team has. You know, we talk about adaptability and getting an opportunity for certain guys to get in there and go out and perform and show us what they could do in tough conditions. Here's Cincinnati, you know, a tough environment in Washington, D.C. We're playing good baseball on the road. I think it's just an incredible feature that this team has. We got a lot of depth. We got a lot of hungry players. And, you know, we can't wait to layer back in a couple of our injured guys. We know they're out there doing their thing to get healthy. They got a team of people around them that are coaching them and treating them. And when they come back, we're just going to be that much better. It makes a statement. I talk about making statements all the time. The guys that are out there every single day are making great statements.
Good. Thank you, Tori.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us, Tori.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Cole Kelly,
Josh, can you take us through your approach to that at bat in the ninth inning there?
Yeah, obviously going against Samir, you know, I know from experience it's a tough left-on-left matchup. You know, I was really looking for one pitch in one spot. Kind of wanted to get a feel for the strike zone with the way the inning was going. So, when I got that fastball in for a strike, It kind of gave me a reference point of where I wanted the slider to start. You know, Amir's best pitch is a slider. So, and then the very next pitch was right on the same line as a fastball. And I just reacted to it and was able to get a hold of it and tie the game up for us. It, you know, it was a heck of a feeling, I can tell you that.
Nick Pecoro, go ahead.
Hey, Josh, obviously we haven't seen all of your career prior to last year, but is that the your favorite your favorite moment so far in the big leagues?
Yeah, man, it's right up there with them. It's probably top two. It might be a 1A and 1B situation, but yeah, I'd be lying if I said that wasn't a heck of a ride right there. I think I kind of blacked out for a moment. And felt like I kind of floated around the bases. You know, that's a moment that I'll remember for a long, long time.
Steve Gilbert, go ahead.
Josh, how special was it to do it in Cincinnati against a former team, place where you've spent a significant amount of time?
Yeah, felt really, really good. You know, I wish there would have been a full crowd in the stands. You know, I know this place can get rocking, even with the weather. If it was more people were able to come, there would have been a lot more. And yeah, like you said, to do it against a former team in their city, like you said, I've spent quite a bit of time in, felt really, really good. Like I said, it's a moment that I won't be forgetting anytime soon. That's for sure.
Back to you, Zach.
Josh, we may have asked you when you were traded here last year, but I mean, how did you feel about the trade at the time? Did you take it personally? Was it just business to you?
At the time, I think it was kind of an emotional roller coaster, to be honest. You know, it was a good situation for me with my family back home. You know, I'm not that far of a drive from home here. That was really nice. And I'd kind of gone, you know, 3 or 4 years with being close and being able to see family a lot. I wouldn't say there was any bitterness, personally. I know that at the end of the day, this game is a business. You know, it showed that the Diamondbacks wanted me. They wanted me for a reason. And so, there was no ill will, no hard feelings. But it doesn't matter. Even if, you know, I have a lot of buddies over there, still to this day, and, makes it, you know, it doesn't make it feel any less better. So, yeah, it's just, it was a heck of a moment.
Nick Pecoro, go ahead.
Yeah, Colt just mentioned a little bit ago about how some of the guys like you and Wyatt, Andy Young have had some big hits around this road trip. Just what's it been like for you guys to be able to contribute the way that you have been?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, we put in a lot of work behind the scenes. You know, we're not playing every day, but we're coming up in big spots. And I think it says a lot about our character, our work ethic, our preparation. You know, it says a lot to our hitting coaches for keeping us prepared, keeping us ready for those moments. And then finally, I think it's really good that, you know, we all get along. We're all trying to be the best at our roles as we can be. It's a really good support system that we have with us guys coming off the bench. Even Roe comes in and makes a heck of a play in that last inning. You know, I think it's just a testament to the work we put in behind the scenes to be ready for those moments.
Back to you, Zach.
Josh, when you came in the dugout after the home run, as Rubel Cabrera and a few other guys are doing kind of a funny dance, I was wondering if you could tell us what that's about.
Has something to do with those TikTok dances at the end of wins, I think. But it's always fun to see your teammates pump for you. I can tell you that. And especially veteran guys, you know, it means a lot to us young guys when those guys get pumped for us, you know, and it's a testament to this group. Everybody loves everyone in this locker room, and we sure do have a lot of fun winning, I can tell you that.
Did you have to lead the dance today?
Yeah, I was in front and center. My mom will appreciate that. I'm sure she'll be telling me how good my rhythm is in the morning.
We have other questions for Josh. Thank you, Josh. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you,
everybody. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
Team never quit. And, you know, the big swing by Van Meter there, really got that dugout lit on fire and, you know, put a nice little rally together there in the 10th and come out with a W and trailing all game, you know. So just speaks to the character of this team. It's going to go out and play hard for 9 innings and leave it all out on the field.
Is it one of those where, you win that game earlier in the day and, you know, you get to go out and play again. I mean, I'm sure sometimes you win those comebacks and you wish you could play again. And today you got a chance to do that.
Yeah, I got a chance for sure. You know, that's a big win earlier. This is a good team that we're playing on the other side. So already have won a series. Hopefully go out and, you know, carry this momentum over until tomorrow and go get a sweep.
Gilbert, go ahead.
Hey, Cole, can you take us through that play there in the 9th when you made a dive and then came up and threw Baton out to play?
Yeah, just honestly looking back, not a very smart play. I should have played that in front of me and played for a single, and I kind of got lucky, honestly. I thought I had a chance, snuck under my glove a little bit, and all I was thinking was go get that ball and get it home as quick as I could, because honestly that probably should have cost this game. I got to play that ball in front of me, and you know, really got away with one right there.
Did you notice that he kind of stopped going into second base? Seemed like he didn't know how many outs there were.
Yeah, I didn't notice at all. I thought I had a chance off the bat. Couldn't quite get there. Like I said, just kind of snuck underneath my glove, and at that point was just like, I got to go get this ball to the plate as quick as I could. So made a decent throw, but really should have never got to that point.
Cole, you guys are 6-4 over your last 10, and you haven't had Cattell in the lineup for any of those games. Just what does that say about this team to be able to put a run like that together without him?
I think it's pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are stepping up right now and getting an opportunity and making the most of it. I think about Wyatt. I think about Andy Young. Those guys have came up in some really big spots and have some really good at bats for us, and they've helped us win a few ball games here. And so we're going to need that. We're going to need that all year. I mean, it's going to take a collective group, and hopefully they can keep contributing and just kind of hold the fort down until, you know, one of the best players in baseball gets back in the lineup.
Gilbert, back to you.
How's the playing in that kind of weather, Cole? It seemed pretty miserable out there yesterday and then again today.
Yeah, for a kid from Arizona, man, that's not a lot of fun, honestly. So I can't wait for a little bit of heat to come our way. But, you know, a win is a win, and I'll take it any way we can get it.
Back to you, Zach.
Cole, just what was the feeling with the offense through 8 innings, especially against Malley? He seemed like he was really tough.
Yeah, I mean, he threw the ball well. I mean, he's thrown the ball well against us twice now. And, you know, he's hit his spots, you know, commanded both sides of the plate, threw everything for strike, kept us off balance, you know, kind of did stuck to his game plan and executed. And that guy's tough, really, really tough. And he threw a great game. And so, yeah, kept us off the base pass for the most part of the day. And, you know, it was finally wanted to get to the bullpen, you know, hopefully – we wanted to get a little quicker, but, you know, he went long, and, you know, you got to tip your cap because that guy's pretty tough.
Ready, last question with Nick, because we have Josh waiting outside.
I know it's early still, but where does this win rank for you guys?
This is a big one, especially, like I said, this is a good team over there, and to come into their ballpark and take the first 2 of a 3-game set and opportunity to go sweep, you know, it's huge. And so it's just nice. We're up there right now. This is probably our biggest win of the year, especially come from behind like that and have a nice little rally, win a ball game. Definitely a good one.
Thank you, Cole.
Cool. Thanks.
Cole.